Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. What are the deal breakers? That's the topic today. And what I mean is that it's always easy to find the things what you favor and, you know, why you should do something. But it's harder to be the negative nanny, the person who thinks critically that why you should not do it. The purpose of this thing is actually not to shoot down stuff, but like I've been saying in other episodes, avoid fatal mistakes, also save time and effort, and really focus on the good stuff, what you need. Because you, at the end of the day, you only should care about the results, that you need to get something done. And if you're not getting that done, the rest doesn't matter. When you're recruiting people, when you're finding new partners, customers, whatever, what are you doing, you only have a limited amount of time, and it's the opportunity cost most of the time, which is the most expensive and the hardest to think about as well. So when you're doing something, further along you go, the more resources you're committing. So it actually makes sense to do a little bit of thinking beforehand, that what are the deal breakers? If this is something which happens, or this is the quality or the thing which exists, then I don't want to go further at all. Full stop, no negotiation. Because founders are opportunistic, they are really positive usually, they are creative, they want to move on, they want to do stuff. And it's not in their nature to be negative in the sense that why you should not do stuff, because, well, everything is possible, isn't it? You can pull the impossible. But that's not my point. My point is that you're wasting your time and everybody else's time if you have deal breakers and you're not defining them, and you go keep on going, and then you figure out that you actually have a deal breaker here. Nobody wants to do that. You don't want to fly to another country and then, you know, when you're at the airport in the other end, you figure out that, okay, we don't really have the meeting, so I actually came here for no reason at all. And then you're flying back on the next flight available. That's what I'm talking about. So having deal breakers, which you haven't figured out early enough, is a waste of time, waste of resources. It's very expensive in the long run as well. It takes a little bit of time to define what is what you want, what are the things which are totally unacceptable. If you're having the recruitment case, which I've been talking also earlier on in some other episodes, like, you have to find the strengths which you're actually looking for. If you don't find any of those, there's no point having that person, because they cannot do the stuff what you need to get done. So that's not the right person, even though they're available. Same thing, what if you get a potential customer who actually gives you really good money, but it's not in the focus, you know, you need to do some custom development, you're not actually building your product, which is not ready yet, and you committing to this direction, which is not the direction you want to go, and yeah, you get money, but you're actually diverting your resources to the complete other stuff. So you're actually going backwards in a way. You're getting the money, but you're actually not doing the thing what you're supposed to be doing. These deal breakers is not an opportunity if it means that you're doing the wrong thing. That's my point. Seek deal breakers, say no when necessary, especially when the times are a bit tougher. Don't commit to the things which are hard to backtrack, hard to get out of. It's better to be without something than to have something which is not really working. Don't fool yourself. Find the deal breakers.